Rob Allen is the chair of the Citizens Task Force, but last night he rose out of it.
This is me with my hospital hat on.
And delivered the following news.
This morning, we had $4.7 million in the bank. So we have incredible turnaround.
Last winter, the hospital was in the red from a cash flow problem that went undetected for months, in part due to uncollected debts and a faulty medical billing system. Here's the second bit of good news. Allen says the hospital is in such good financial shape that it has begun to pay back the $1.5 million emergency line of credit owed to the city.
We've paid back $100,000 of that, so the line of credit is at $1.4 million right now. We'd love to have it paid off. I don't think we can pay it off all this fiscal year, but by the end of next fiscal year, I'm hoping to have that completely paid off.
But even though hospital operations are in the black, the city is not off the hook. Allen says the hospital budget includes $160,000 for improvements to the hospital building and clinic, which the city owns and maintains. Allen says the parking lots and sidewalks are in particular need of repair.
In the past, the way the hospitals worked is they've waited for equipment to fail and then replaced it. And we're trying to be a little more proactive and actually picking projects and prioritizing them.
The conversation then turned. Allen said, first and foremost, he's an advocate of the city hospital and of the employees who work there. He stressed that numerous times. But he noted that from the moment he took the CEO job, he's been thinking about how to broach a relationship with Search, and that it's time to talk frankly about how the two care providers can work together.
This community, I feel, does need to have this conversation about the fact that there are two hospitals here. There's a lot of duplication. There's a lot of resources that probably could be spent in other ways or more helpful ways.
Allen mentioned that they're already finding ways to collaborate. An obstetric specialist came across the bridge to help with a patient emergency recently. Allen brought up this example too.
So we had a dietitian on staff who, retired, and rather than hire another person, we have a contract with Search to take advantage of their dietitians. They actually come over to our facility and, help us out as needed. And we can bill for it, and it's working great. It's going to save us, $40,000 to $50,000 potentially.
Allen recommended the task force encourage the assembly to explore this partnership in the open, in the form of public meetings.
Because as soon as you start talking about merging, believe me, the rumors start flying, and people start wondering if they should be looking for a job, because it causes a lot of anxiety. And I think a way to avoid that is to do this in a very open, public way.
Allen suggested an ad hoc committee with representation from both institutions. This got a lot of head nods from the task force. Here's Vice Chair Max Rule, who ran this part of the meeting in Allen's stead.
I know when we talk about opportunities, and when I think about demographics of Sitka, Southeast Alaska, that we're all getting older, it's aging, and personal experiences with aging relatives and a lack of long-term care type facilities. I look at it as not necessarily a job loss, but perhaps offering more services to the community.
Although they took no action on the matter, the task force agreed to consider this recommendation in their final report to the assembly due in late March. Rule then passed the gavel back to Allen.
Thanks, Rob. You can have your chair hat on.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.